Hey, it's Kim Commando Today, your daily podcast to keep you up to date with all things digital and beyond. And I'd love to have you be a part of our podcast. You can make an appointment to speak with me. Just head over to commando.com, and on the top right, there's a button that says email Kim. Fill that out, and that's it. Okay, listen to this incredible story from Kentucky. Last year, Chase Cooper found out that he had a type of kidney cancer. Doctor says, all right, you need a brand new kidney, but you're going to have to wait 2 to 5 years on the transplant list. Well, Chase has two kids, and he's like, okay, well, what would happen if I went on Facebook? His post got shared over and over and over until it caught the eye of a total stranger, a gal by the name of Hannah Turbin. And she quietly went to get tested to see if she could be a donor. She didn't tell anybody. Turns out she was a complete match. She reached out to Chase's family, and then she was, of course, the donor. I mean, we talk about all the bad influences of social media all the time. So every once in a while, it's nice to have some good news coming out of Facebook. And on that happy note, you're about ready to get more tech smarts because every single thing is now a tech thing. And if you're a brand new listener to the show, where the heck have you been? But welcome. And if you're a regular listener, you look amazing, darling. I'm, of course, Kim Commando, your beloved digital goddess here with you once again. And you have tapped into the most trusted, the biggest show, the best show, the award-winning show about all things digital. And you can find us on over 420 top stations across the United States. And we're also streaming as a podcast, as a webcast inside the Commando community. And if you'd like to get the Kim Commando Show commercial free, well, there are two places for you to go. That's Apple Podcasts and also Spotify. Just search for my last name, Commando, of course. And that would be with a K. And a big hello and salute goes out to all of our listeners on the American Forces Network Radio, reaching over 375,000 American service members serving in 175 different countries. And I just love this. 200 ships at sea get the Kim Commando Show. Yes. All right. I need two things from each and every one of you. Number one, tell one person about the show. That's it. And number two, drop me your questions. Head over to commando.com and hit that link that says email Kim. Alrighty, every single day, I go to at least 35 different websites to make sure that you and I are both up to date in what's going on in the tech universe. And here are the top five things you need to know about tech right now. We're going to start with popular apps like TikTok and Lemonade. Now, you know, they have strong connections to China's Communist Party. And it's not just the apps, the TV in your living room, your phone, the Wi-Fi, even your smart refrigerator. Well, this past week, listen to this, okay? FBI Director Christopher Wray was in Washington giving a speech talking about how China is the defining threat of our generation. But you have to listen to this part.
China's hacking program is larger than that of every other major nation combined. In fact, if you took every single one of the FBI's cyber agents and intelligence analysts and focus them exclusively on China. Forget Russia, forget ransomware, forget North Korea, forget all the other stuff. China's hackers would still outnumber FBI cyber personnel by at least 50 to 1.
Oh my gosh, 50 to 1. Those are really, really bad odds in our favor, right? Let me tell you something. And so China wants to be the world's superpower. Their strategy, they're weaving their way into technology that runs our everyday lives. They're going to wait for that perfect moment to strike and then disrupt our entire economy. And moving on to number two, it's not just China. Let's talk about Russians because they're coming too. There's another massive tech ban on the horizon. This time it's not TikTok, it's Kaspersky Labs. Yes, founded back in 1997 by Eugene Kaspersky, who studied cryptography at the KGB, sponsored universities, became one of the world's leading brands in cybersecurity and antivirus software. Get this. Over 400 million people, 240,000 companies use Kaspersky around the world. So the government has always been wary of Kaspersky, that Putin and the Russian government could anytime just force the company to hand over private data that they've been collecting on U.S. users, even surveillance citizens. Now, Kaspersky, I can tell you, they have always denied all these allegations. Based on executive orders from both President Joe Biden and Donald Trump, the U.S. is preparing to possibly ban Kaspersky from offering products and services here in the U.S. The ban could be announced as soon as this month. So if you are using Kaspersky products, you need to stop. If you are using Kaspersky antivirus, I want you to stop right now Go to Total AV. That's what I want you to use. ProtectWithKim.com. Just $19 the first year. And that's ProtectWithKim.com. All right, number three. Oh, we talked about TikTok. Now we have to talk about Temu. I know. Shop like a billionaire. All those Super Bowl ads, and they sell stuff really super cheap, like $20 wedding dresses, a $3 Bluetooth smart speaker. And you're like, oh, these are great deals, Kim. I love it. Well, how do you think you're really paying for this? All right. If you signed up for a Temu account, you gave them some personal information, right? And they have these cash incentive deals, right? You refer to a friend for money. Well, ExpressVPN did a little digging and they found, wow, if you have Temu, you got to listen to this. You give them permission to use your photos, your names, your voices, and a whole lot more, potentially forever, everywhere. Yes, that's right. So here's the deal. If you get an offer to sign up for anything that has a cash incentive, do some deeper digging because I bet you are the product. Moving on to number four, yes, Cybertrucks and Apple Vision Pros. What do they have to do in the same sentence? Well, let's start with Cybertrucks. After years of delay, some folks who spent up to $100,000 on a Cybertruck saying that, oh, it broke down within a minute, just a mile down the road. The car's showing rust. The steering is awful. The rear door is going to chop your fingers off. As for the Apple Vision Pro, it's too expensive, $3,500, $4,000 by the time you buy all the extras. There's really nothing to use it for. So people are returning it. Some woman got like two black eyes from using the Apple Vision Pro. So how did these two products come together in one story for you? They both were supposed to be revolutionary, but not so much. And finally, this coming in at number five, I made a prediction at the end of 2022 that Google search was going away. And I had all these people saying, oh, Kim Komando, you don't know what you're talking about. Google can never be replaced. All right. It's 2024. And folks, we are watching the Google search site die. It is dying. Not just because of ChatGPT. The new generations are not using Google. I'm talking about Generation A, Generation Z. They're ditching Google instead of using it. They're using TikTok and YouTube because they say they get better search results. About 25% of all 18 to 24-year-olds head to TikTok before Google. Well, that's a bad thing. Yeah, Google's still the top dog, and we still go there to look up stuff. But here's the thing. At one point, no one would have ever thought that Google, the most powerful website in the world, could be dethroned. And it's happening right now. All right, coming up, we have a new thread at the gas pump to tell you about, and also a question that I've been getting in my email lately and also on social. What exactly is the dark web? And of course, we have all of your phone calls, and you have me. You don't want to miss that. You're on The Kim Komando Show. Hey, let me tell you, it's your last chance to win a $500 gift card. Yes, the last chance. So do it now while you're thinking about it. You have to do this by Monday morning. Go to winfromkim.com. Once again, that's winfromkim.com. Your chance to win a $500 gift card. I'm telling you, the odds are in your favor. Just saying. Again, that's winfromkim.com. Winfromkim.com. All right. How about we start with Nancy in Santa Rosa, California?
Well, I have received as a gift from my company as an anniversary present something I've been yearning for many years. It's a Roomba 694 room vacuum that it just goes and you don't have to do the vacuuming yourself. And being a dog lover myself, I have a dog too. And there's plenty of dog hair for this little Roomba to pick up.
Oh my gosh, there's always dog hair, isn't there? Oh.
There is. We have a breed that supposedly is non-shedding, but he still manages to shed a little bit.
Well, I'll tell you one thing is that, you know, I built a house and one of the things that the architect wanted was a black floor. In one of the rooms, and I was like, there is no way I'm having a black floor with a golden retriever. Okay,
that's just no, not absolutely possible. Not. You can cover no ills with a black floor when you have a golden retriever.
But you know what? The Roomba works great, I'll tell you. I mean, and what's nice is that you can program it to do its own thing when you're not around. And so when you come home, you're like, nice.
Well, I hear wonderful things about it, but here's what put me on alert is that when you open the box, the plastic bag that the Roomba is actually packaged within has a little sticker on it that says, before you open this, go look at this website. My husband is a retired computer programmer. I have a lot of fear of technology because of what he knows and has shared with me. So we chatted about it. I looked online and I saw that these vendors who process film from these Roomba vacuums to help program the vacuum to work better in people's homes, some of those vendors had actually posted on social media some of the footage from these Roomba vacuums.
Yeah, but see, but your
personal stuff.
But your model doesn't have a camera.
It doesn't?
No, it has sensors. So there's no camera to record video feeds. But it doesn't mean that you shouldn't be careful. I mean, but it uses primarily sensors. It's not one of these, I mean, I hate to tell you this, but the company did not buy you the best Roomba, okay?
Oh, yeah, I'm not surprised there.
Cheapos, they cheaped out on you. But on the
what's the best Roomba?
Oh, I can't think of the model number that I have. It's pretty expensive. It's, I don't know, about $500-$600 right now versus the $200 model, $300 model. I'd have to look at the exact one that I have. But I know that the 694 does not have any cameras on it. It uses sensors. But, you know, there is something that you still need to look at. You want to make sure that you opt out of any data sharing. That's going to be inside the settings. You can also limit app permissions so that this way it's not going to have permission to, say, share your location, have access to a microphone. I mean, you know, and the camera and mapping reports and device status and all that other stuff. And if you're ever concerned about not just the Roomba, but anything else that you put inside your home on a Wi-Fi network, is that what I want you to do is to do what I do, is that you set it up on a guest network. And so you have all your good stuff on your primary network, right? I'm talking about your laptops, your phones, and, you know, Chromebooks, tablets, TVs, or maybe not even your TVs. But anything that may have access outside the home, that's where you put it on your Wi-Fi network. Your husband can totally set this up. But I'm talking about your smart appliances, your smart vacuum cleaners, you know, your washer, washer machine, whatever it may be, is that you keep that on the guest network. And the whole idea is that if, in fact, all these internet-connected devices, one of them gets hacked, it's not going to affect your primary network. It's only going to affect the things that are on the guest network. And so I wouldn't worry about it too much because, after all, they didn't get you the latest and greatest and with all the cameras. But, you know, if you are concerned, again, opt out of data sharing, limit the app permissions, and then throw that sucker on a guest network, and you'll be good to go. All right, let's head over to Colorado Springs. Hello there, Nathan.
Well, I was wondering, we recently got an email. We have a credit card with the Citizens Bank, and they sent us an email with a program that they have with Best Buy.
Okay.
It's called Upgrade Plus, and it caught our attention because we are kind of talking about getting a new PC. We've got a 10-year-old in the house and trying to think of how to just get him involved in computers and stuff. We've protected our kids for a long time from everything.
Sure.
And this program is interesting because it basically is kind of like leasing a computer like you would lease your phone.
Right.
And I didn't know if you were familiar with it or what your advice would be.
Well,
for that type of thing. It's really interesting.
Well, you know what? It is an interesting program. I did take a look at it. And basically, you're going to get a $1,000 MacBook, right, for 3 years, and you're going to spend $20 a month for this.
Right.
And then there's a final payment of close to $300. And so, you know, when you add it all up, it's not a crazy amount that you're looking at as far as, am I paying over the $1,000? It's pretty near close to that. My problem with it is that you are buying a $1,000 MacBook that you are going to be using, you're going to be tied to for the next 3 years in your life, and that if something bigger or better comes out, that you're not going to really be able to go get it because you can't really break the lease. The upgrade path is every 3 years. And and so you do need to keep it until that final payment. Now, you know, you do get Apple Care for, I think, 2 years out of the 3 years, but then you have to join something else in order to do it.
Right.
But,
I mean, I don't know. Because Apple's last long time. My I have a MacBook that's a, it's a 2011 MacBook.
And they last forever.
They last forever.
They do.
It needs to be replaced.
Yeah. But think about that. 2011. I mean, you've had this thing for 13 years. Okay.
Right? I know.
Okay. That's a long time. That's a long time. You know, if cash is really strapped and, like you said, you have a 10-year-old and you're trying to get them the latest and greatest or some, you know, at least get them into computers in an environment that you can control, you know, for $20 a month, you know, it's not a bad deal. I just would be concerned about hanging on to something for that long, for that period, that long of a time, knowing how fast technology changes. You might be better off, telling you, getting the kid $150, $180 Chromebook, okay, and then not being tied to a program for 3 years because he's 10, he's going to high school, I don't know what he's going to need in high school, and now you're tied to this thing for 3 years. You know, life changes way too quickly, especially when it comes to kids and tech and what the schools are required. That's why I would be inclined to just get him a cheapo Chromebook, get him up and going. You can control that instead of being tied to a $1,000 computer that he may or may not be able to use when he starts entering, you know, the upper grades. And you can buy, like I said, a cheapo Chromebook for $150, $200 on Amazon, and then you don't have to worry about that whole deal of hanging on to it forever. Nathan, thanks for your call today. You know, I talked about this on the show before, and then I just got a slew of questions about it. I'm talking about a website called OnlineVerdict.com. What it does is it creates these mock trials to let litigators practice and to see how jurors might rule. So the attorneys present their cases, and then you get to be the judge. The review process is super easy, and it's a way for you to make some money. You go through the facts, you read the information, and then you make a ruling along with giving a few reasons why. There's no right or wrong answer. It takes about 20 minutes to an hour, and then you can earn about $60 a case. Yeah, not too shabby. Again, that's OnlineVerdict.com, OnlineVerdict.com. All right, still to come, what exactly is the dark web? What is it? Well, you'll know the answer here on The Kim Komando Show. All right, coming up, we have a great tip about what exactly is the dark web, because I know so many people are saying, like, I hear about it, but I'm not really sure what it is. And also, why can't we just shut it down? And then there's a new threat at the gas pump. And of course, we have your phone calls. But before we get to all of that, the FBI is now warning about tech support scams that have taken in, $542 million in about 6 months. And it all starts with your bank or government warning about a computer hack. Okay, they're not doing that. It's just scammers, okay? It goes like this. You get a call from someone to work for your bank. They tell you that, oh, a hacker from a foreign country is all over your account. And they say, you've got to move your money to a safe government account, and you need to do this right now. Okay, it's not a safe government account. It's the scammer's account. So what can you do? Be skeptical. If you get an unexpected email, a text, a phone call, warning about a data breach, just take in a deep breath, okay? And before acting, always check the source. You want to verify the message with the bank or the agency. Okay, here's the deal. Never wire money. Don't send any gift cards. Don't go to an ATM and get a whole bunch of Bitcoin. That's the scammers' moves that they do every single time. Now, if you're sitting there saying, Kim Komando, I know this. Why are you telling me this? Why are you harping on this? Okay. Well, because I bet you that there are some people who are listening right now who didn't know because they're not as smart as you. They're not as tech savvy as you, which means there's probably somebody in your family that you need to tell right now. So if you have an older adult in your family, I want you to warn them about this. And matter of fact, since you're so tech savvy, you say, you know what, if you ever get anything like this, I want you to make sure that you call me and I will walk you through exactly if it's legit or if it's not. Yes, do that now. You might just save somebody's savings. All right, back to the phones we go with Matt in Libby, Montana. Hi there, Matt.
Everybody's a longtime listener.
I know.
I've been listening to you for over 10 years, and I really love the new newsletter format.
Awesome. Well, thank you, Matt. I appreciate that.
Well, yeah, I actually unsubscribed from kind of the old ones, and then like I got this new one, and we just love it.
Oh, you know, okay. I got to tell you something. I know the old ones sucked. They did. 100%. That's why we redid them so they didn't. They would never be that way again, I promise you. So what's going on? How can I help you out?
Yeah, well, we've got an amazing dog who is 5 years old and perfect health, like about the best dog we've ever had.
Nice.
Except, yeah, we just got his blood work done, too, and like everything came out stellar. But he's been having seizures for about 3.5 years.
Oh, wow.
And, yeah, and you know, Libby is a tiny little town, you know, 5 stoplights. And, you know, like not really much stuff that our vet can do. We've been trying like all kinds of, you know, different medications and things. So basically, long story short, our vet wants us to take him to the neurology department down at Washington State University. And that's something that we're going to need a little help to do because it's like $3,600 to get him down there. So what we're trying to do is start up, you know, a Gibson Go or a GoFundMe mm-hmm. campaign.
Okay.
But what I need your help with is we don't really know how to promote it because we're not really big on social media. Or anything like that. So that's where we're kind of at a loss.
Yeah, and see, it's, it, you know, with GoFundMe or what was the other one that you mentioned? GiveSendGo?
GiveSendGo, yeah.
I mean, either one of them is that you do need to have a compelling story. Okay, so of course you're going to have videos of you interacting with the dog and the dog being a member of the family. Because, you know, listen, I've got a 5-year-old golden retriever that, I mean, she is like my child. I totally get what you're saying. I mean, it's like, and she talks to me. I mean, she really does. And she takes care of me and she knows when I'm down. She knows when I'm happy. I was in the pool last night and she jumped in the pool with me. And I'm like, Abby, I need my space. You know what I mean? Like just a little bit of something. So after you do this engaging campaign, you put it up online. You're right. Then the next step is how do I promote it? Obviously, are you on Facebook?
Yeah, but not very active at all.
Okay. Well, in order to promote this, you guys are going to have to start being active. Okay. I mean, it's not like you can just put on GoFundMe and then you hope that suddenly, you know, somebody's going to stumble across it and then give you some money. So you're going to have to start engaging in social media, start joining some Facebook groups that are associated with this, what breed dog that you have. What breed is the dog?
Belgian Malinois.
Okay, so start joining some Facebook groups that are geared towards that breed, and once you're in there, that's when you can start sharing the campaigns on Instagram and Twitter. You want to start using relevant hashtags like crowdfunding and dog lovers and pet health. If you have any email contacts, you can set up an email newsletter with whoever you may know and encourage them to share it out with whoever they know. I would also look at try to narrow down some pet dogs influencers and some pet blogs so that this way you can maybe have them share your story as well. See, it's all about sharing, right? Getting it out there. Your local businesses, community bulletin boards. I would reach out to your local radio station, your local TV station, anybody who would do a human interest story and then involve the community to support a cause. You know, it's going to be some great content for them. And you always want to keep donors updated on the dog's progress. And if you could find a company, Matt, that would able to match donations for a certain period of time, that's when you can also lower that $3,600 in half or even in a quarter. So you've got different options there. But in order to get started, you know, you've got to have somewhat of a list and to create that story about why your dog is having seizures and what we can do to make sure that this stops. I mean, it's a matter of getting your voice heard, getting it out there. And social media is the best way to do it because that's everybody hangs out using the right hashtags, telling the story to whoever you can, like you did right here. And when you get your GoFundMe up and running, let me know because I'd like to take a look at it myself. Hey, you know, I'll contribute out as well. And, you know, I'm happy to do so. Matt, thank you for your call today. All right, there's a new threat at the gas pump I need to warn you about. When you do go get gas, you've got that routine down pat, right? you know what to do. You're going to give that card reader a little wiggle. You're going to shake the keypad. You're going to make sure that those tamper evidence seals are not broken to make sure that nobody's going to be stealing your credit card. And just when you thought that you had it all figured out, well, I know it's time to add a few more steps because now there's something called shimmers. Yes, let's all do the shimmy. Shimmers. These are way harder to detect. Seriously, they slide right into the card slot and they target the chip on your card. They can steal the data from your card's chip, your card number, and guess what else? Your PIN. Then the fraudsters clone your card and they go on a complete shopping spree. So how do you fight back? Well, when you're sliding your credit card into the reader, I want you to pay attention to see how it feels, okay? Is it a little bit harder to get it in there? Is a little bit resistance? Is the card getting stuck along the way? Those are some red flags. And also want you to take a good look at the card reader chip. Make sure that it's not tampered. But I'll tell you, the best bet for paying for gas is to not use your credit card at all, your debit card, is that you really want to use Apple Pay or Google Wallet, because then you're not using any type of physical card. You're just going to tap your phone right to pay, and then it's just a heck of a lot safer. It has a really high levels of encryption. That's Google Pay or Google Wallet. Now, if you just sat there and said, I don't know how to set those up, Kim Commando, well, that's why you need to call me. I'll help you out step by step, as well as we've got a lot of instructions over on the website at commando.com. That's with a K, of course. All right, still to come, what exactly is the dark web and why can't we shut it down? And of course, we have more of your phone calls that you don't want to miss here on the Kim Commando Show.
Say goodbye to your credit card rewards. Greedy corporate mega stores, led by Walmart and Target, are pushing for a law in Congress to take away your hard-earned cash back and travel points to line their pockets. The Durbin-Marshall credit card bill would enact harmful credit card routing mandates that would end credit card rewards as we know it. If you love your credit card rewards, tell your lawmakers, hands off my rewards. Tell them to oppose the Durbin-Marshall credit card bill.
All right, Kate in Palm City, Florida. Hi there, Kate.
I am having a dilemma with my computer. By the way, I've been listening to you for 100 years at least, and have always told all my friends about you, and I have lots of good I've gotten a lot of good information from you over the years. So
awesome.
You were my first call.
Yes, perfect.
I am an interior designer, but I don't really do a whole lot of stuff with CAD. But I have a little project that I'm working on for myself.
Mm-hmm.
And I used to have, I can't remember who the maker was, but it was a program called 3D Architect.
Okay.
And I know this was in like 1999 or 2000, and it allowed me to, you know, draw out the walls and the windows and all of the that kind of stuff on a, you know, two-dimensional on the computer.
Okay.
But then I could put in my cabinets and put in furniture and put in doors.
Beautiful.
And walls and windows. It was really simple. And but then it also had a 3D feature, so you could almost be like sitting on the roof,
yeah,
looking down at it. And it's not even necessarily a walkthrough that I need. I just want to see how it looks from up above at a slant, you know, like you're actually seeing where the doorway
sure
goes and can you get through it. And,
yeah, I get
and all
yeah
that kind of stuff.
Yeah, and you know, I think I do remember the program that used. It was just like, here, pick a cabinet or pick a couch and put it here, and then put it there. And it was relatively simple to use.
But it also did things like the architectural features, like windows. Do you want windows? Okay, here. Do you want a staircase? Here's how it goes. You have to, you know, slide the mouse around
sure
to the shape of the. So it did more than just, you know, floor planning. It had architectural aspects to it.
Well, let's talk about what's available today. Because we're going to, mm-hmm, obviously, that program's like hasta la vista, baby, right?
Right,
so,
right,
you know, I spent many years with an architect recently and an interior designer because I was building a house, right?
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
And I'm good at a lot of things, but this is not my forte. As a matter of fact, I mean, even now in my home office and studio, is that I called up Anita and I'm like, Anita, you have to come over and help me, okay? Because I don't know what I'm doing, and I don't want to buy a couch because it's going to be the wrong thing. And then she just came over and like, I don't know how you do what you do, but she, like her, she just like goes poof and the things appear and it's perfect. I'm like, oh my gosh, I never would have thought of that. You know, like hanging the tabletop on the wall. I'm like, wow, that looks beautiful. Okay. They both use a program called SketchUp, and it's very powerful. It does 3D modeling. You can draw floor plans. You can create 3D models. And it also does allow you to do that walkthrough and that fly through. And you can say, like, you can put a picture of like a 6 foot person, 5.5 foot person, you know, and you can say, how is it going to look from here? It does run in the browser. And I'll tell you, the architect who did our house used SketchUp 100%.
Okay. And, well, I've heard of it, but I know it has other elements like just graphic design and stuff, but I didn't realize that you could actually do it with the interior design.
Sure, for sure. And then there's, but you know, if you're looking for something not quite so complex, there's a couple of others that are easier to use. The thing that I like about SketchUp is that it is free, but in addition to that, there's a lot of online tutorials to help you use it. There's another one called Sweet Home 3D that's also free and open source. That is really more of an interior design tool. Versus SketchUp is for the architect. Let's build a house, a she shed, whatever it may be. And we're also going to put stuff on the inside. Sweet Home 3D is more of an, more of doing like the inside job. And then there's also Room Sketcher that is, you know, probably not as full featured as something that you might want to use. But again, if you're looking for something to like just get the whole thing done, that's where we're going to look at SketchUp. Sweet Home 3D, something a little bit easier, and also Room Sketcher. I'll tell you what, I'm going to do you a solid, and I'm going to put links to all of these inside of our free newsletter. So if you're listening right now, you're like going, oh, what did Kim Komando just say? Well, go over to getkim.com, sign up for our free newsletter, because we always put links and things like that inside the newsletter. Again, that's getkim.com. Hey, thanks for listening. Thanks for joining us, and always appreciate loyal listeners like you. Of course, we're going to put the names of all those programs in our newsletter coming up, but here's the deal. If you don't get our newsletter already, you can sign up at getkim.com. But this is your last chance to enter to win a $500 gift card. And when you enter to win the gift card, you also are signing up for just one issue of the newsletter. So you're going to love it. So go to winfromkim.com. That's just this weekend only, the last weekend to win $500, a $500 Amazon gift card. Again, that's winfromkim.com. All right, so you've heard about the dark web. It's that shady place about illegal drugs where you can buy that, money laundering, crimes. It's where stolen credit card details and IDs, they just end up for sale. And it's hard to believe, but scammers have this buying and selling platform. It looks like an underground online shopping site. You can purchase ransomware kits, phishing campaigns, lists of email addresses, and even customer service reps. You can hire them to deal with your victims who don't know how to maybe pay with Bitcoin. So the dark web is not indexed by Google, which means you have to, you know, use other tools like Tor in order to get there. But why can't we shut it down? We just can't. It's just too decentralized. The dark web does have legit uses for privacy, free speech, and circumventing censorship, just so you know. And if you need more information about the dark web, as always, just go ahead and search for it at komando.com.
This program is a copyrighted production of Westar Multimedia Entertainment and protected by the copyright laws. Any rebroadcast or use of this program for commercial, business, economic, or financial purposes without the written permission of Westar Multimedia Entertainment is strictly prohibited.